Okay, so start recording now.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos. So it starts with a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel. So the pasuk says, and it's actually a difficult pasuk to translate, that's why I wrote it in English, Im Toshiv Mishabos Raglecha. So what this means is, if you hold back your steps, so the Gemara says, this is referring to Tchum, so if you observe the laws of the Tchum, that on Shabbos, you stay put, you don't go out of the Tchum, you don't go out of the 2,000 Amos from your city, Im Toshiv Mishabos Raglecha, if you refrain on Shabbos your steps, Asoif Chafotzecha B'yoyim Kodshi. Now, this pasuk here is Im Toshiv, the word Toshiv means if you refrain. So Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha, if you refrain on Shabbos your steps, and then the pasuk Asois Chafotzecha B'yoyim Kodshi. So the Mefarshim explained that Asois Chafotzecha is also connected to the pasuk Im Toshiv, the beginning of the verse. So the pasuk is saying, if you refrain from performing your own chafatzin, your own business, your own transactions, or your own things, your own personal things on my holy day, v'karosa la Shabbos oinek, and you declare Shabbos a day of delight, l'kdoish Hashem mechubad. So the way the Mefarshim explained this, that which Hashem declares kadosh, that's the Shabbos. Hashem declares Shabbos kadosh mechubad. You honor it. V'chibadtoi, and you honor the Shabbos. Me'asois derechecha, from doing your own personal things. Memtzoi chepsecha, from finding your chafatzim, your own things. V'daber dover, and from speaking ordinary speech. So if you do all of these things, so we have a whole list of things in the pasuk. Don't violate the tchum. Don't do your own things. Declare Shabbos a delight. Honor that which Hashem says is kadosh. Honor it from doing your own, going on your own way, from doing your own things, and from speaking mundane. So then the pasuk says in the next pasuk, a beautiful pasuk, Oz tis anag al Hashem. Then you will delight with Hashem. And the Zohar says incredible things about this pasuk. The pasuk says, Oz tis anag al Hashem, that you'll literally, if we keep Shabbos properly, and if we call Shabbos a delight, so then we'll delight with Hashem. We'll experience an intense ruchnius that we can't imagine. We'll rise above anything physical, and we'll feel the tainug of ruchnius. We'll become more ruchni, because Shabbos is kuloi ruchni. So that's how they translate the pasuk. We'll talk more a little bit about that later. But in the meantime, it's mavur in the pasuk that there's two mitzvahs here. There's two positive mitzvahs. We have the whole list of not going out of the tchum, not doing your own thing, not speaking mundane speech. But there are two mitzvahs here. There's the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and there's the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. It says it in the pasuk twice. It says, Mechubad, we should honor it, V'chibad toim yasois derechecha, and you should honor it from doing your ordinary things. So the pasuk says twice that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. The Rambam, he goes through a whole list of examples, what's considered Kavod Shabbos and what's considered to be Oinek Shabbos. And then we'll see as we go along that the Kavod Shabbos and the Oinek Shabbos seem to blend together into one. That's what we'll see as we go along. So I wrote down the entire Rambam. I paraphrased some of it, but basically this is word for word the Rambam. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, the very beginning of the 30th Perek, Perek Lamed, 30 Prakim, there's more than 30 Prakim in Hilchos Shabbos. So the 30th Perek Halacha Aleph. Arba Dvarim Nemu B'Shabbos. There are four mitzvahs that are said regarding the Shabbos. Shnayim in HaTorah, Ushnayim in Divrei Sofrim. There are two mitzvahs that are from the Torah, and there are two mitzvahs that are Divrei Sofrim. So the Pashut Pshat in the Rambam is that the two mitzvahs with Divrei Sofrim are Derabbanan. They're only rabbinic. V'heim Mufroshim Ayidei Nevi'im. They're Divrei Sofrim, they're Derabbanan, but they're explained through the Nevi'im. So Shibat Torah, the two mitzvahs deraisa in the Torah is Zachar v'Shomer. So we spoke about that. Shomer means you have to keep the mitzvahs, you can't violate Shabbos. Shomer usually means you have to keep the loisa says, right? We know that Rav Avin says in the Gemara that anytime the pasuk says pen, Hishomer, pen, and al, any of these expressions are lois haseis. So shomer es haShabbos means to keep the lois haseis. Don't violate Shabbos. Zachar, so that's what we've been talking about over the past weeks. That's the mitzvah of zechira, which is kiddush and havdalah, to honor the Shabbos through a dibur. Those are the two mitzvahs deraisa, the positive and the negative. Ushenisparshu ayidei neviim, the neviim explain kavod va'oneg. These are the two mitzvahs that are explained through the neviim in Yeshaya. So we have kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. Now, if you skip down, we'll read through the Rambam together. If you skip down to ois vav in the notes in the handout, so there's an interesting chsam sofer. The chsam sofer writes in his tshuva Orech Chaim simin that should be a tof samches. Afal pi the Harambam kosav dehu medivrei soifrim. So the Rambam uses an expression divrei soifrim, which normally means the rabbanon. Al korcha hu halacha l'moshe Mesinai. It has to be halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Even the kavod and the oneg, which the Rambam says is divrei soifrim, it has to be deraisa. It has to be halacha l'moshe Mesinai. And this is actually a question that somebody asked a few weeks ago, because we have a klal e efshu l'navi l'chadish davar mi'ata. We have a klal that a navi is not allowed to make up a mitzvah out of nowhere. So the Nevi'im cannot be an original source of a mitzvah. There's no such thing as finding a mitzvah in the Navi, right, that didn't exist, that wasn't at least alluded to in the Torah.
But so says, it's been like the extreme.
Exactly. So says the Chassam Sofer, it must be that the mitzvah pre-existed, halacha l'moshe Mesinai, and it was explained through the Navi. V'al korchach, says the Chassam Sofer, hu halacha l'moshe Mesinai, v'yasmechua akra. And it's based on the pasuk, like you said, Rav Gidon, that the halacha of kavod and oneg is really halacha l'moshe Mesinai, and it's just that it was explained by the Nevi'im, it's based on the pasuk. V'chein isa lehedya b'yoreim simin tof yud beiz ayim sham. So the Yoreim says, it's very interesting, the Yoreim was written by Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, he was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He mamish says what the Rambam says, word for word what the Chassam Sofer says. He says like this, this is in the Sefer Yoreim, Simin Tof Yud Beis. So he says the mitzvah of Oinga, to delight in the Shabbos, mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos, says the Yoreim, Gemara Gemirila. He says it's a tradition. It's halacha l'moshe Mesinai. It's handed down from generation to generation. Ad da'asa Yeshaya v'asmacha akra. Until Yeshaya came and he codified it, he based it on a pasuk. But he's not the originator of this. It's not that until Yeshaya came, nobody was being mekayim kavod and oneg, right? They were being mekayim kavod and oneg before Yeshaya came. It's halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Gemara Gemirila. He just based it on the pasuk. Like it says, v'karasa l'shabes oneg. So the Yoreim gives an example that we find other examples where the first time we see a certain mitzvah is based on the Nevi'im, and the Gemara itself says that it can't be they were the originator of that halacha, because a Navi can't be mechadish davar miyata. A Navi will never receive a Nevuah that's creating a mitzvah out of nowhere. He might get a harasha like Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, that he was commanded to bring the carbon outside the base mitzvah. There might be a Hirua Shah. There might be like an extra legal exemption. But you'll never find that a Navi is being mechadish a mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Zvachin or in Sanhedrin, le'inyin mitzvah acheres, regarding a different mitzvah. This is the mitzvah that an Arel can't do an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the pasuk, Omer Rav Chisda, Dover zeh mitairas Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu, mitairas Yecheskel ben Buzi lamadnu. Arel lei, the Arel baser, lo yogel el mikdashi le sharis. So the Gemara asks, Adol yasi Yecheskel, so what happened before Yecheskel came? So the Gemara says, Gemara, Gemiri la, it must be a tradition, it must be halacha l'moshe Mesinai, the Asi Yecheskel v'yachmechei akra, and Yecheskel based it on the pasuk. So the Chassam Sofer doesn't bring this Yoreim, but the Chassam Sofer was mechavin, right? He thought of the Yoreim himself. He thought of what the Rishonim say themselves. So the Rambam says Divrei Soferim. The Chassam Sofer says the Rambam means that it's deraisa. It's just that that Yeshaya was the one who based it on the pasuk, but really it's halacha l'moshe Mesinai.
So if Divrei Sofrim is the Rabbanon, why Rambam makes the Sofrim before the Nevi'im in the order? He said Torah, Sofrim, and Nevi'im. Why not Torah, Nevi'im, and Sofrim?
That's a very good question. So the Mefarshim say that for some reason the Rambam had, his style was that anything that's not explicit in the Torah, he refers to as Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim means that it has to be derived from the Torah, or Halacha Mishum Sinai. So Divrei Sofrim, the Sofrim were the Talmidei Chachamim who kept track of every letter in the Torah. They were Sofrim, they were Sofer every letter, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, they were Sofer every letter of the Torah, so they keep track of all the Halachas. That's what Divrei Sofrim means. So the Azoi Shteit in the Chassam Sofer, and he was Mechavin to the Sefer Yoreim Arisha. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that it's not so pashut, that there are those who take the Rambam literally, that Divrei Sofer means it's only Dirabanan. It's a Shailah Dirabanan. So there's an interesting Shailah that Bir Halacha has. What happens if you hired a worker? So you have a mitzvah, B'yoymoy Titein Tzura, you have to pay your worker on time. But that only applies if you have money. If you don't have money, obviously you're an oinus. You don't have to pay until you have the money. So the Bir Halacha clears a shaila. What happens if the money that you have is earmarked, is reserved for your Shabbos expenses? Is that considered a mitzvah d'oraisa that we can say that my money is already tied up for a different mitzvah and I'm pukkah from paying the workers? So the Bir Halacha there goes through all the different sources. Is the mitzvah of purchasing food for Shabbos, oinik Shabbos, is it d'oraisa, is it d'rabbanan? He goes through all the shittas and he brings Deyas Chalukas there. So the Rambam, it's not so pashit. There are plenty of people who say that oinik Shabbos is only d'rabbanan. But the Chassam Sofer and the Yoreim, they say that it's deraisa, it's halacha mishmas sinai. Let's read the Rambam together and see some of the examples that the Rambam gives for covet and for oinim. So first the Rambam says in halacha beis, a zehu covet, what's considered honoring the Shabbos? So says the Rambam, zeh she'amru chachamim, this is what the chachamim say, she'mitzvah al adam lirchaitz, panav yadav v'raglav bechamin be'erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to at least wash your face and your hands and your feet. Right, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we can take a full shower bechamin. So the mitzvah is to bathe in honor of the Shabbos, but they cover the Shabbos. U'mis'atef b'tzitzis. It sounds like they used to put on a talis. They used to put on. Yeah. So I don't know if it means to put on tzitzit specifically like a talis. In those days, remember, they used to wear four-cornered garments all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe he just means that they would put on like a fancy garment that had four corners that would have tzitzit. They put on special Shabbos clothes. The yoshev b'koyved rosh, and you would sit with a koyved rosh. You would sit like seriously with a certain dignity. Miyachel lehakpalas pnei Shabbos, waiting to receive the Shabbos. K'moishu hu yotzei likras hamelach, as if you're going out to receive the king. That's why by Lechadoidi we turn around and we face the door.
So the
Gemara says that. The Gemara says in Baba Kama they used to go outside and receive the Shabbos. And this is the honor of Shabbos. So that's one example of Kavik Shabbos. Getting ready for Shabbos and getting ready to receive the Shabbos in a dignified way. In Halacha Gimel he says, Umi Kavit HaShabbos, it's also from among the laws of honoring Shabbos, sheyilbash kesus nekiya, that you should wear a clean garment, v'lo yiyah malbush hachoel kemalbush haShabbos, and your weekday clothing should not be the same as your Shabbos clothing. You're supposed to have separate Shabbos clothing. The Mishnah Berurah brings that ad kadei kach, preferably everything should be new for Shabbos, everything should be different for Shabbos, even your talis, what we wear in shul, should be different for Shabbos. V'im ein loy lahachlif, if you don't have to switch, you don't have exchange of clothing, mishal shel talisai, you should lower your garment, lengthen your garment, kedesh lo yehei malbushoi kem malbusha choyl, that your Shabbos garment shouldn't resemble what you're wearing at Shabbos, shouldn't resemble what you're wearing during the week. So preferably you should have a separate change of clothes for Shabbos, but if not, you should lower your garment. So Rashi says in the Masechta Shabbos, what this means is that in the old days, they used to have long garments, and they would tie them up, they would fold it up from the bottom in order that when they're working in the field, that the garment, the jacket, shouldn't get soiled. So on Shabbos, in order to show that you're not planning on working and you're relaxed and you're there, you're devoted to the Shabbos, so you would lower your clothing, the mishalshul your begadim, and in order to show that you're not going to be working today, you don't have a concern of soiling your garment. Maybe that's the minig that some people have to wear a long garment on Shabbos. Some people wear a short jacket during the week and they wear long on Shabbos because it's an honor of Shabbos. Maybe it comes from this Gemara that they will be mishalshul talisa, they would lengthen their garment, unroll their garment on Shabbos because they weren't concerned of getting it soiled because they weren't working in the field. Be Ezra Tikin Shua Om Mechabsim Bechamishi. Ezra, one of the takanas of Ezra was that a person should launder his garment on Thursday with Nei Kavod HaShabbos in order to honor the Shabbos. It's very interesting because the Paiskim say that Ezra's takana was bedafka, according to some Paiskim, bedafka to launder the garment on Thursday, not to wait till Friday, because on Friday you're busy with other Shabbos arrangements. So the takana was specifically to do it on Thursday, that it should be all ready by the time Shabbos comes around. I saw in Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer, Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, so he says that if your Shabbos clothes are already clean, you're not required to send it to the cleaners every single week for no reason. If your garment is clean, if your shoes are already polished, they're not scuffed, then there's no mitzvah. You don't have to necessarily polish it every week.
And you couldn't send them on Thursday expecting to get it on Friday.
Same day cleaner. Sometimes they have a same day cleaner. If they do it on the premises. Halacha Dalet. Now this is something very interesting, and let's keep this in mind, this Halacha Dalet. Remember, the Rambam is talking about Kavod Shabbos. So Halacha Dalet, Asur Likvaya Suda Umishta be Erev Shabbos. You're not supposed to be Koveya, a Suda, or a Mishta, some feast, on Friday, with Nei Kavod Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. It wouldn't be an honor to Shabbos if you have a Suda on Friday. Last week we discussed that a Suda's mitzvah is doichavis, because the mitzvah to have the Suda, imagine if there's a Suda kavua, imagine there's a bris or a pidna ben on Friday, falls out on Friday, or imagine a more common case, let's say Purim or Yom Tif falls out on a Friday, so you're allowed to have the Yom Tif Suda, even though you're being koveya a Suda on Shabbos, because the mitzvah of the Suda, of the day, whatever the Suda is for, is doiche, oisik the mitzvah, patam in the mitzvah, patas you from the mitzvah of Kavik Shabbos. We talked about why you're allowed to go on a boat with Tzarech mitzvah on a Friday, even if it'll cause you to be seasick on the Shabbos and you won't fulfill the mitzvah properly, because whatever mitzvah you're doing on Friday, oisik the mitzvah, is patam in the mitzvah.
So why don't they treat that on Fridays like they do a bris on a fast? The fast is on Friday, so who's allowed to eat?
So if the fast is on Friday, so it depends. If it's a nitzche, so the
if it's not
the
a nitzche,
if it's not a nitzche,
it's
so then
just the Baal Simcha and the
Bali Bris are the father and the mother, the Moyel and the Samzik. Those are the Bali. Right.
So the Minik is
have the Suda on Friday night.
Yeah.
Right. Have the Suda Friday night. That's what you're asking. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so the mitzvah is really to have the Suda b'shas the mitzvah. Right, so if you can't, if you're not allowed to eat, then you're doicha. But the mitzvah is to have the Suda b'shas the mitzvah, so you'd be allowed to have the Suda mitzvah on a Friday. But under normal circumstances, it's usher to be kaveh. Now look what he says here. U'mutzer lecha v'lishleis ad shetechshak. So you're not allowed to be kaveya a Suda, an unusual Suda, but you're allowed to eat and drink if you're not being kaveya a Suda. V'yafo pike, nevertheless, mi kaved ha-shabbos, it's from among the ways of honoring Shabbos, Sheyimona Adam min haMincha ulamayla, not to eat from Mincha and on after the ninth hour, milikboya Suda, even from establishing an ordinary meal. So let's just get the Rambam clear. An extraordinary meal, like a bigger Suda, an unusual Suda, is usher to be kaveya on Friday. But an ordinary meal you're allowed to. However, after the ninth hour, it's from Kavod Shabbos not to even have an ordinary meal. Kidei sheyikones l'Shabbos kishehu mis'ava lecho. Why is it a Kavod Shabbos? Because that way you'll enjoy the Shabbos Suda a little bit more, right? So it's interesting because the Kavod Shabbos and the Oinik Shabbos now are touching to one another, right? Because the honor of Shabbos is that you should facilitate, you should set yourself up in a way that you'll enjoy the Shabbos more. If I come to Shabbos full, I'm not going to have an appetite to eat the Suda Shabbos. But if I withhold from Friday, I'm honoring Shabbos by facilitating that when I get to Shabbos, I'll enjoy the Shabbos more. So, right? So this is where the Kavod Shabbos and the Oinik Shabbos seem to come together a little bit, that the honor of Shabbos is to set yourself up that you'll enjoy the Shabbos.
also in Rabban Fekoveh Sudai, he talks only about
so,
that.
So he says like this, Koveya Suda means, when he says that it's, it, the Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam, because the Rambam seems like contradictory. First he says it's forbidden to be Koveya Suda, and then he says you're allowed to be Koveya Suda. It's only because of Kavik Shabbos. So the Magid Mishnah, and then he also says, Afo Pike Mikavik Shabbos Shimona Adam Mina Mincha Ula Maila Mila Koveya Suda. You just shouldn't have a Suda from Minchen on, which is during the after the ninth hour. So it's a little bit of a contradiction in the Rambam. First he says you're not allowed to be Koveya Suda at all on Erev Shabbos, and then he says it's Kavit Shabbos to not have a meal after Mincha, which is the ninth hour. So it's a little bit of a contradiction. So the Magid Mishnah explains what the Rambam means to say is that it's forbidden to have an unusual meal, right, on Friday. Any meal that you don't normally eat during the week, you're not allowed to have on Friday. Then he says, but you're allowed to eat and drink, and you're allowed to have an ordinary meal. Like, there's no prohibition against having lunch on Friday. You're allowed to have an ordinary meal. But it's Kavod Shabbos to refrain even from a normal meal after the Zman Mincha, which is 9 hours
in the evening. Isn't it easy to say that he holds that the ninth hour is Erev Shabbos?
So the ninth hour is Erev Shabbos, but it's still not usher to have a meal. It's just a midas
chasidah. He's talking about suuda that you're not allowed to have.
So an unusual suuda you can't have at all, unless it's a suuda's mitzvah, right? So you can't just have an unusual suuda, right, for no reason. But an ordinary suuda you're allowed to have.
Oh, you still call it a suuda. Okay.
You still call it a suuda. You can be, in other words, lunch. You can wash, you can have, it's right. However, there's a it's kavod Shabbos to refrain even from an ordinary suuda after the Zman Mincha, which is 9 hours into the day, in order that you should enter Shabbos when you're misava lechel, when you have an appetite, right? That's how the Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam.
What is the difference in the Rambam between kovah suuda and mutar lishtot velechol? I mean, so
Kaveya Suda, Kaveya Suda is, yeah, so Kaveya Suda would be to have more than a beya of bread, right? Or, otherwise it's considered ti'ima, or more of a beya of a tafshil of mezainis, but hey meaning dagan, or cake, pasaba bekifta, something like that, right? But again, if you normally do, you're allowed to, but it's kavod Shabbos to refrain from mincha and on. The Shulchan Aruch brings that there's something called a tainus chasidim. In other words, everybody has to know themselves. The objective here is that we should have an appetite by the time the Friday night suda comes, so a person should know himself and not take away from his appetite, from his te'avon that he'll have in order to enjoy the Shabbos. And some people even go out to the kach that they would fast, right? It's called a tainus chasidim, in order to enjoy the Shabbos more. A person has to know himself. Mishabura says, especially on a short Shabbat, a short Friday in the winter, a person has to be careful not to eat too much on Friday, which would take away from his Oynik Shabbos later on. So far, this is a list of Kavod Shabbos, and these are the things that we do to honor the Shabbos. In Halacha Zayin, Oitei, now the Rambam starts discussing Oynik Shabbos. What's Oynik Shabbos? Zehu Oynik. Zehu She'omru Chachamim She'tzarech L'sakein Tavshilei Shamein B'yotzer. You should prepare foods that are fatty foods, like tasty delicacy foods, umashken mevusam, and you should have beverages that are spiced, that are flavored, l'shabbos. Hakol lefi memoinei shel adam, all based on your financial status. V'chol hamarbe behoitzoya shabbos, ubetikun maicholim rabim v'toivim, anybody, the more you increase spending in honor of Shabbos, with preparing delicacies, hareze meshubach, he's praiseworthy. V'im ein yaday matzeges, if you can't afford it, afilu loy asa eleshlak, even if you make just cooked vegetables, ukiyotzeboy, mishum kavit Shabbos. So I highlighted that, because again, in Halacha Zion, the Rambam is speaking about Oynik Shabbos, and he mentions that you should prepare the foods lekavit Shabbos. Hareze Oynik Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of Oynik Shabbos. So he says regarding food, Halacha Ches, Mi shehaya onug ba'ashir, it's almost like I feel bad for this person. Imagine if you have a person who's onug, he's a pampered person, and he's a wealthy person. Hare kol yom of Shabbos, every day of the week is the same as the average Shabbos for everyone else. Tarach l'shanois Michael Shabbos v'Michael HaKoyl. So he has to do something different on Shabbos. Imagine if we'd be in a situation where Nebuch, we have to find a way to make our Shabbos different than the week, because the whole week we're eating a three-course meal. You know, imagine if you have fish, and then you have your liver and chicken soup and whatever you're having. Challah, yes. Every day of the week. How are you going to make your Shabbos different?
Yeah. Go to Israel. Go to the Orient Hotel.
You can have your 7-course meal over there.
It's the Erev Shabbos is
Erev Shabbos.
Is that their Friday night is. There's no. It's my birthday present.
So says the Rambam, and it's coming from the Gemara in Shabbos. In EF Shalashanis, if you can't find a way to be Mishana, that Nebuch, this person, right, his whole week is like a Shabbos, and he can't find a way to change. Mishana is man hoachila, so you should change the time of when you eat. That's the only thing he can find to make his Shabbos special. Im hayorogel lahakdim meacher, that if you normally eat your meal during the week earlier, delay it. And if you normally delay it, you normally eat it later in the day, makdim, eat it earlier, right? So now, the Gemara actually says a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, not this wealthy person, everybody, right? Rav and Shmuel argue, some opinions hold that on Shabbos you should eat earlier than you do during the week, and other opinions say you should eat later, right? So the Gemara says that they don't argue. Everybody is just saying what's best for the person. So Tosfos explains there that whatever you normally do during the week, do the opposite on Shabbos. So it doesn't just apply to a wealthy person, it applies to everyone. But I saw Rashi there says something different. Rashi says that each side has an advantage, right? Rashi says if you eat your Suda later, if you eat your Suda later, you'll have a better appetite because you'll be more hungry, right? What's the tzad to eat the Suda earlier? The tzad to eat the Suda earlier, says the Bach, is because then you'll have more time to eat your Suda, and you'll be a bigger honor for Shabbos because you'll have a longer Suda. The eating will be more of a kvias. So it's very interesting that each way we're doing it here has a rationale, right? Whatever you do is good. Whatever you do is good, but each way has a rationale. It's like the Gemara says by the Kupis, that Rishon is Meshuvach, Sheni is Meshuvach, Shlishi is Meshuvach, whatever way you do is good, and each way has its own rationale. Now, let's skip to Ois Zion. So it says in the Urayim, and the Bach brings the Urayim, the same Urayim, the same Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the same Simon. Kishem sheyesh oinig ba'achila, kach yesh oinig ba'hanoas haguf. So the same way that we refer to oinig Shabbos, that we should eat delicacies and prepare delicacies the Kavik Shabbos, but the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos also applies to other hanoas haguf. So for example, it's brought down that a person should take a shina, he should take a nap on Shabbos afternoon because it's a delight to rest a little bit more on Shabbos than you do during the week. The mitzvah of oinas chachamim, that the intimacy with one's wife, is also a mitzvah on Friday night because of oinig Shabbos. So the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos does not just apply to my cholim, to food, to delicacies. It also refers to other tainuge haguf, other pleasures, other things that give a person pleasure. A mitzvah ala adam la'anig es atzmei b'hanoas gufoi, shigam hi nikras oinig, that's also referred to as an oinig. So the mitzvah on Shabbos is to do things that bring delight. On the side, Rav Dessler says an interesting thing. Rav Dessler says that when a person is celebrating Ruchnius, right? We're not trying to say, we're not trying to devote Shabbos to a day of eating and drinking. We're not trying to lower Shabbos, to demote Shabbos. On the contrary, Shabbos is a Ruchnius day. It's a day, an elevating day that we're looking forward to for Ruchnius. But the Derech HaAdam, says Rav Dessler, is that we celebrate something special with Maicholim and Mishnah. That's how we show that we're being Mechabed the day. When a person has a simcha, a person makes a chasana, a person makes a bar mitzvah. So we're not celebrating the food, it's not about the food, it's about the simcha, right? But we celebrate it with food. That's how we show the chashivas to the thing. This is very similar like the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the gold and the silver in the Mishkan, or the beautiful garments. It's for us. That's how we honor Hashem, because these things are chashiv to us. So we designate Maicholim, fancy foods, for Shabbos, because that's our way of showing that Shabbos is special. Why? Because of the Ruchnius. Because of the Ruchnius. Now, there's a Moritic Tour. The Tour says a very interesting thing. He says like this, in Ches. That in the Tour says the same thing. So the reason why I brought this Tour was to show that the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos does not only apply to Maicholim and Mishnah, it also applies to Hanoas Haguf. But look at the application. Hirur Basak of Mutter. You're allowed to think about your business on Shabbos. So we read the pasuk because the pasuk just says "v'daber daber." You only have to refrain from speech, but nobody could stop you from thinking about your business on Shabbos. However, it says the Torah, and this is an amazing vort from the Torah: "Mikom makom mishum oinik Shabbos mitzvah shaloi yechashiv bohem klal." But because of oinik Shabbos, true. You're not in violation of desecrating the Shabbos if you're thinking about your daily activity. Only daber daber. It's only considered violating Shabbos if you speak about your activity. Thinking is okay. But what about oinik Shabbos? You're not going to enjoy your Shabbos if you're torud, if you're busy, if you're preoccupied thinking about your daily activity. Says the Torah, Eliyira adam bekol Shabbos ki'ilo malakto asuya. So we all know this statement. We all know this, that on Shabbos you call malachah asuya. On Shabbos you should look at it as if all of your work is complete. The chiddush of the Torah is that's not just because of honoring Shabbos. It's actually an oinig Shabbos. You'll enjoy the Shabbos more if you can put yourself in the frame of mind that kol malachah is asuya. Ve'ein lecha oinig gadol mizeh. And the Torah concludes that there's no greater delight than this. To on Shabbos completely clear your mind from your weekday activity and look at it as if everything is complete. I saw a very interesting Sefarnai in Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro in Shemois, that the Sefarno writes that when we have this klal that on Shabbos you should see to it, you should view it as if kol malachtecho asuya. How's it possible? But I still have things to do. Shabbos came, and I still have everything left back in the office, what I still have to do. How can I look at it like kol malachtecho asuya? So really what the Torah is asking of us is saying, don't get too over-involved in your weekday that when it comes to Shabbos, you're still thinking about the things. In other words, Shabbos should be a reminder that we should always keep ourselves a little bit detached from what we're doing during the week. In other words, we have a shtadlus. We have a mitzvah of Ishtadlus, but Shabbos, the day of Ruchnius, is there to teach us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who supplies us with our needs. We have to do Ishtadlus, but don't get too over preoccupied with what we're doing during the week. Set yourself up in a way that when Shabbos comes, you'll be able to let go. That's what the Sephardic says in Parshas Yisro, by the Aseret HaDibros, Zochras HaShabbos HaKadoshoy, that the whole week you should remember the Shabbos, meaning don't get too entrenched in your day-to-day, that when Shabbos comes, you can't get yourself out of that. Says the Torah that this is a kiyum of oinik Shabbos. The Torah says another consideration, what we said before, about either eating your suda a little later or eating your suda a little bit earlier, that it all depends. In this achal ha-mazon shebemeya, sometimes you're not hungry because of last night's suda, especially, you know, if it's a late Shabbos, you ate the suda last night, so you might not be so hungry. So then, says the Torah, eat your day suda later, and if you are hungry, eat your day suda earlier, in order that you should have it, that you should have the teyavon, in order that you should have a delight in your Shabbos. And then he brings the halacha, that someone who always eats big meals, he should change the time, and the Bach says what we said before, that if you make your suda earlier, then you'll have a longer suda, that's a kavod for Shabbos, and if you make your suda later, you'll have a greater appetite, and you'll enjoy your Shabbos more. Now, the Bach in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah makes a very important distinction between the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov and the mitzvah of Oneg on Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Simcha means specifically you have to eat, because if you don't eat, you will not be besimcha. Whether you like it or not, you have to eat. On Shabbos, it doesn't say beferish you have to eat. We darshan bayoim, right, that there's a myth that if your oinig is to eat, you should have three sudas, but it doesn't specifically say that you have to eat. So for example, under certain situations, your tainug might be to fast. So it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that if the shinoi vest, if the change in your routine gives you an upset stomach or whatever, so then you don't have to eat, right, because the mitzvah is to have oinig. The poskim all say that we designate special foods for Shabbos, but if you enjoy other foods, then you can be mekayim oinig that way. The chiddush of the Bach in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is that there's a minig to fast on Shabbos Shuvah. Right? It's not our minig, but there's a minig to fast on Shabbos Shuvah.
So,
to fast on Shabbos. So ask the Torah brings that minig, and the Rosh asks, how can you fast on Shabbos? Right? How can you fast on Shabbos? So says the Bach that this shita holds that because it doesn't say you have to eat, it says you have to have oinig, so preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shuvah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so that the oinig, that this minig considers the oinig, right, is the fasting. You'll enjoy your Shabbos more by fasting in preparation for Yom Kippur, right? So the Bach, just to bring out the point, that the mitzvah of oinig is a very subjective mitzvah, right? That it has to do, how will I have oinig? Now, the coming closer to the end.
In the song, Kishmera Shabbos, we say, Mit Adlimba, Acholan is Sogim. We're going backward.
That's if you're misabel. Yeah. If you mourn, oh, right? Over here, yeah. A tainus. So if it's a tainus, so besides a tainus, we're not fasting out of avelus, we're fasting out of tshuva. So the Bach says, but you're right, the Bach says that that would be an oinik Shabbos, a coin Shabbos, but it's not our minute. Now, I pointed out before, I alluded to before, that the mitzvah of kavod and the mitzvah of oinik are related, because the Rambam's lashon that we said before was that it's a kavod Shabbos to refrain from eating after mincha in order that you'll go into Shabbos with an appetite. So wait a minute. Eating on Shabbos with an appetite is oinig Shabbos. And the Rambam associates that with kavod Shabbos. So we said before that the kavod, the reason why we're delighting in the Shabbos is not for ourselves. It's in order to honor the Shabbos. So it's a
what?
The Reim says it also. The Reim says it again. He says that the Oinik Shabbos is also Kavik Shabbos. He says that you have to prepare foods that you'll enjoy like Kavik Shabbos. Oh, that's the going. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna get there in a second. That's the going. So now, so he's not talking about preparing. He's saying, don't eat on Friday. That it's a kavod Shabbos to not eat on Friday in order that you'll enjoy your suda on Shabbos. So in other words, it's a kavod Shabbos to do oinik Shabbos. Right? That's what the Rambam says. And also in Halacha Zayin that we quoted before, the Rambam says sheyaseh tafshilin lekavod Shabbos. So again, even though the Rambam is talking about oinik Shabbos, but he sticks in that the oinik Shabbos, the food should be for kavod Shabbos. And again, as I state in the Urayim, that you're preparing food for kavod Shabbos. I once heard someone say, and this Rambam is the response to that, I once heard someone say, well, I enjoy pizza, so I'm going to eat pizza on Shabbos, because I enjoy pizza. For me, that's my oinik Shabbos. But the Rambam's lashon here, and the Sefer Urayim, that's the response. It's true that the mitzvah is to enjoy the Shabbos, but it has to be a kavod Shabbos. Right? It's not just about doing what you enjoy. It's about doing what you enjoy in honor of the Shabbos. So we're still supposed to prepare special foods that are an honor to Shabbos and not just everyday foods. Harei mavur, the tainuga yesh kavod, through the tainug there's kavod. Now the Vilna Gaon says your vart. The Vilna Gaon says in Tafkuf Chavtes, he says a beautiful uptaich. How do we define what's the difference between Oinik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos? Because as we see, the Kavod Shabbos is to enjoy the Shabbos, and enjoying the Shabbos is honoring the Shabbos. So what's the difference really between Kavod Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos? So the Vilna Gaon says, Yorvart Rebuvein, Ratzel Loimar, Oinik hu b'Shabbos Atzmai, and Kavod is the Erev Shabbos. Exactly what you said. The Vilna Gaon says this in Tafkuf Chavtes, and then I quoted the Vilna Gaon word for word. Lashon Rambam Perek Lamed, Nehocha Shabbos, Arba Dvarim Nemu B'Shabbos, Shnayim Min HaTorah, Shnayim Min Divrei Sofer. That was the Lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Lamed. V'hein Aydei HaNaviim, Kavod V'Oinik, Shenemar, Ezeu Kavod, Sheyimna Adam Min HaMincha U'Lamayla Melekvaya Suda. So the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, brings a raya from this din of the Rambam that Kavod Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, what you do to prepare for Shabbos. But cleaning your clothes.
It's like they're blending together.
Before. It's blending together. Yeah. In other words,
they can't exist without each other.
One can't exist without the other, exactly. So how do we differentiate clearly between what's kavod and what's oinig? If the kavod is to enjoy Shabbos, and we enjoy Shabbos out of kavod for Shabbos, so what's the difference between kavod and oinig? The difference is that the kavod is what you do ahead of time in order to prepare your Shabbos. The oinig is how we is actually on the Shabbos. What the Leimar says the Gaon, oinig b'Shabbos atzmai, and kavod is the Erev Shabbos.
What if somebody decides that he likes to watch baseball? Yeah,
Shekhar.
And he sets up his television and he's going to watch it on Shabbos.